Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the biggest mysteries is what happened to Amelia Earhart. And earlier today, we were told that they might have found her plane that disappeared. How many? Was it 87 years ago? Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan trying to circumnavigate the globe, disappeared on July 2nd, 1937. Was flying over the Pacific Ocean when they vanished without a trace. There was a huge search and rescue effort by the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard, and then Earhart and Noonan were declared dead 2 years later. Meanwhile, I think it was a couple years ago, somebody said they found sunscreen that would have been from the 1930s. They used, I have World War II sunscreen. It was something to help protect the burns and, the, you know, when people, when our troops were, would be out there. And so they said they had found that on an island and thought that she had been alive. And but we've had theories for decades on what happened. But a deep sea exploration team searching for the wreckage of her plane has found another potential clue. So, Deep Sea Vision, which is based out of Charleston, South Carolina, said that over the weekend they captured a sonar image in the Pacific Ocean that appears to be Earhart's Lockheed 10E Electra aircraft. They scanned 5,200 square miles of the ocean floor since September. They posted sonar images on social media that appeared to show a plane-shaped object at the bottom of the sea. Now, mind you, it would still have some changes in its shape and because of the pressure, I mean, being 16,000 feet below. I mean, it could be mangled. It could also have lost part of its, I'm not exactly sure what her, what all the plane was made of, but I wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, when people say, well, that doesn't look like a plane, keep in mind, if it's, you know, or it's actually, wait, if it's 50, yeah, it's about 1,600 feet, they said? Yeah, well, so there was a team, 16 members of the team, used state-of-the-art underwater drone using in the search. And they said after an extensive deep water search, a talented group of underwater archaeologists and marine robotic experts have unveiled a sonar image that may answer the greatest modern mystery, the disappearance of Amelia Earhart. Tony Romeo, a pilot and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer, told the Wall Street Journal that he funded the $11 million search by selling off his commercial real estate properties. He said, "This is maybe the most exciting thing I'll ever do in my life. I feel like a 10-year-old going into a treasure hunt." So, as you know, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared July 2nd, 1937. Amelia Earhart was going to be the first female aviator to circle the globe. They tried to find her plane and didn't declare her dead for 2 years. But using their underwater Huggin submersible captured this sonar image that was 16,000 feet below the Pacific Ocean surface, less than 100 miles from Howland Island. Now, apparently, Howland Island is where Earhart and Noonan were supposed to stop and refuel before they vanished. Romeo's team did not find the image until 3 months into the trip because they started in September. And at that stage, it was impractical to turn back, so they went in for a closer look. They said sonar experts told the Wall Street Journal that only a closer look for details matching the Lockheed aircraft would provide definitive proof, because you can't obviously get it, pick it up. So right now, there's no way to say for sure. But being able to find something in the shape of a plane, when, remember, 16,000 feet, you know, below the surface, there's not a lot that would be there. You know, but not even a lot of fish. So there's been tons of different theories. Back in 2018, somebody said that there was proof that Earhart crash landed on Gardner Island, 350 nautical miles from Howard Island. She called for help for nearly a week before her plane was swept out to sea. There's been, you know, so many other, shall we say, theories. Rick Gillespie, who has researched her flight, told CBS News that the calls she made weren't just heard by the Navy, but also by dozens of people who unexpectedly picked up the transmissions on the radios thousands of miles away. Reports of people hearing calls for help were documented in places like Florida, Iowa, Texas. One woman in Canada reported hearing a voice saying, "We have taken in water. We can't hold on much longer." So, you know, it's frightening. Here we are close to 90 years later, you know, unable to find the wreckage, which is why we believe it's in the Pacific. So they think that they found the aircraft. I think it's very, very cool. Interestingly, I had a patient who was one of her nephews. And I was at the hospital, and this was before HIPAA, of course. But I said, "Earhart, are you related to?" "Yep." And he remembered her as, you know, when he was a little boy, he remembers running and trying to chase after her with one of the flights and her screaming, "Get the hell off the runway." And, you know, it's for her to do what she did, fascinating. I would like to know what happened. It would be, you know, as some people said that she was done and she didn't want people to know who she was anymore, and she just lived a life on one of the islands and decided, you know, and lived a nice old fruitful life. Others say no, it happened, you know, and there was proof that it happened either out of a crash land or so. I'm hoping that they do find some more evidence that can kind of lay this to rest. But you know, fascinating history and, you know, fascinating sort of talent that she had at such a young age. The 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the CDC has reported that plastic surgery deaths have spiked among U.S. patients who went down to the Dominican Republic to get it done. And medical tourism can be deadly if you go to the wrong place. 29 U.S. citizens have died after they had cosmetic surgery in the Dominican Republic. Now, this was over a nine-year period, but still that's 29 people dying, too many. This is according to a January 25th report from the CDC being reported by Fox News. They said the deaths have so spiked in the last few years. Between 2019 and 2018, there were an average of 4.1 deaths per year. Between 2019 and 2022, that average rose 13 per year. 17 people died in 2020. So what did they die of? What happened to the Dominican Republic? Well, many of these international procedures that get done and then you hear somebody die, or these procedures where it's a non-licensed practitioner in the U.S. doing things out of their garage, are fat embolisms or venous thromboembolisms. So that's where a fat lobule moves, gets dislodged, hence they're probably doing some liposuction or other sorts of procedures that might involve moving fat or rearranging fat. So fat could travel, cause a clot, or there could be venous thromboembolism, which is another blood clot that forms in the vein. Now, did any of these people have risk factors? Well, according to the report, many of the patients did. They had obesity, diabetes, tobacco use. Or what also put them at risk is they didn't do all that travel and fly all the way down to the Dominican Republic for one little baby nip tuck. They were like, you know what, do it all. Do the facelift, do the butt lift, do the breast lift. So they had multiple surgical procedures performed at once. Now, I knew many plastic surgeons in the U.S. who wouldn't even touch you if you smoked. And they said not because they were anti you smoking or they want to discriminate, but because your cosmetic result could be compromised severely. And plastic surgeons would be getting sued left and right for somebody's facelift or breast cosmetic surgery or abdominoplasty or whatever, not looking the way they wanted it to. Well, smoking inhibits proper healing, proper blood flow, so there could be scar, deformity. So the plastic surgeons are like, I don't have a more predictable result if you smoke. So can't do it. Not to mention the risk of blood clots. The consular section of the U.S. Embassy in the Dominican Republic has recorded cosmetic surgery-associated deaths among U.S. citizens since 2009. The embassy contacted the CDC upon noticing the uptick in deaths. All but one of the deaths were women. The average age, 40 years old. Of the 24 deaths that occurred between 2019 and 2020, liposuction was performed on all the patients, along with other procedures including gluteal fat transfer, abdominoplasty, and breast augmentation. So gluteal fat transfer is where we take fat from your butt and put it in other areas of the body to make you look younger. Abdominoplasty is where we remove skin from your abdomen to make your stomach look smaller and give you more of a waist. And then breast augmentation is where we put implants in to increase the size of your breasts. Fat embolism was the cause of death in 53% of the cases. Pulmonary venous thromboembolism was the cause in 35% of the cases. These are deadly. So what's going on? Why are more people dying there than in America? Well, is it because you have American surgeons going, you smoke, sorry. You're going to be at more risk for a blood clot. Whereas in the Dominican Republic, they're like, we'll make it work. No, we'll do it, but be careful. Is it because you don't have the extensive training by some of these providers? You don't have the oversight? And the funny thing is we have seen people sacrifice good decisions for low price. You know, I had a patient that just argued with me for 15 minutes because she had pain in an area that could have signified a tumor, could have signified an ectopic pregnancy. And when I told her she needed to go in and get seen, no, she didn't want to do it because it was going to cost money. I mean, my father, maybe my father's death is part to blame. He said he just didn't want people, you know, messing with him, and he didn't want to be in hospitals. But I think a lot of it was also cost. He didn't want to go through the cost of having cardiac stress tests or colonoscopies. Yet, boy, do people spend a boatload of money on their iPhone or their Samsung or their streaming services or Disneyland. So be very careful. And how it works is it's, you know, some people, they don't care if they're in a garage, but some of these overseas international physicians, you know, have legitimate places. They go, see, here's, they have the websites. They go, you see, here's the anesthesiologist. Here's the operating room. Here's, and people are just so grateful that it's saving money. But this is what scares me. How cheap are they offering these procedures such that you're flying to the Dominican Republic, which could be a thousands of dollar trip? I mean, you know, you're leaving America, you're leaving your home, you're taking on the expense of travel. How much cheaper are they offering these procedures? Now, that also begs the question that many people ask, Dr. Dahlia, why is it then so much more expensive in America? Even if some of these are botched, they're still doing these procedures cheaper than Americans. Why? Well, if you guys saw what we had to pay for malpractice, that's a bite. When you see what we have to pay for labor, I don't know what it costs to have a nurse or a surgical tech or an anesthesiologist in the Dominican Republic, but to have that sort of staff, that caliber of staff, it's expensive. To have a surgical center or to be able to perform at a surgical center, you know, many of us will see a doctor, we'll pay for their services, but then we also have to pay the surgical center or the hospital that we're going to. People don't want that extra cost. They're like, why can't I just do it at the doctor's office? Well, doctors used to do that. They used to be able to, you know, but if you're going to be having something like plastic surgery, like an abdominoplasty, you need anesthesia. You need to be in a sterile environment. You need to know that the equipment has been autoclaved. You need to know that anything disposable is not expired. And then on top of that, you're traveling, which means you have to travel back home on an airplane. A flight to the Dominican Republic, I mean, oftentimes there's a stopover on the East Coast, but that's hours of flying. The Brazilian butt lift has been associated with the highest risk of death with plastic surgery. Now, and if fat accidentally gets injected into the blood vessels, it enters the bloodstream, and it could be a little tiny thing. It doesn't have to be a big, huge globule that you see hanging from your chicken. Now, there are, you know, decent surgeons. There's some decent health care that you could get internationally. But if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true in terms of the price. And I get it. How they you know, work us is they say, look at how ridiculous. It doesn't have to cost $5 a Tylenol. Bandages do not need to be $20 each. These are our costs. This is why we could do it this cheaply. And they're like, oh, that sounds good. Is the doctor international because he can't get a job in America anymore? There was one family doctor that was doing breast implant surgery and got in trouble in Nevada for it. You know, some people might not be trained. And it's so easy to print a certificate these days. So be careful. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The United States will respond decisively to any aggression against U.S. troops in the Middle East. So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, telling reporters Monday following the attacks by Iranian-backed militant groups in Jordan that left three American service members dead and dozens injured. President Biden is facing calls to federalize members of Texas's National Guard as the federal government continues to oppose Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who controls the state's southern border. Governor Abbott emphasizes to Fox News where he stands in case President Biden chooses to try and do so.
If Joe Biden federalizes our National Guard, that would be the biggest political blunder that he could make. And that's why I think he will not do it. That said, of course, I am prepared in the event that they do make such a blunder to make sure that Texas will be able to continue to secure our border.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly, you show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you took one of your friends or family members Adderall or Ritalin? And then all of a sudden, you were ready to clean the house or do all your coworkers' work tasks, and you said, wow, I must have ADHD. Because I took my friend's medication and I concentrated and focused more. Well, don't do that. That's not a good thing to do. There's a study saying that medicines like Adderall and Ritalin could actually do more harm than good when it comes to making you more focused, helping enhance your abilities to work, be academic. So this is a study that was conducted by researchers from the University of Cambridge and the University of Melbourne, published in the journal Science Advances, and this is being reported by the Jerusalem Post. And it looked at 40 healthy participants who were between the ages of 18 and 35, and it is challenging the notion that Adderall and Ritalin will enhance your cognitive abilities. According to Peter Bosarts, a professor of neuroeconomics at the University of Cambridge and one of the study's authors, they said, our results suggest that these drugs do not actually make people smarter. Well, duh, we all knew that. The study thinks that you might actually overthink and have an unstable cognitive performance. Now, I think it's similar to like diet pills, where you might temporarily not eat, but then when the medicine wears off, you're hungry. Or with a nasal spray for congestion, like Afrin, you might dry up, but then you'll get the rebound. So they say it's common for individuals without an ADHD diagnosis to believe that the medicines like these stimulants, Ritalin, Adderall, can enhance their concentration, but they say it could have the opposite effect. The study looked at four randomized trials conducted 1 week apart in which participants were administered one of three commonly used drugs, Ritalin, Paravigil, Adderall, as well as a placebo. During the trials, participants were evaluated using the backpack task, a test that assesses the ability to optimize item allocation within a virtual backpack to maximize its capacity. Can I sign up for just that training? I had to put so much stuff in my backpack because it couldn't fit into my suitcase, and that's stuff falling out. I really need to pack a backpack better. The results showed that participants who took the drugs experienced slight decreases in accuracy and efficiency during the test, along with increased time and effort spent on the tasks. Individuals who consumed Ritalin took actually 50% more time to complete the task compared to those who received placebo or the dummy pill. Now, a researcher from the University of Melbourne, Elizabeth Bowman, emphasized the need for further research, but she said that our research demonstrates that the drugs intended to enhance cognitive performance in patients may actually result in healthy users exerting more effort, leading to lower quality work over an extended period. So when I look at this, all right, this to me is not earth-shattering new knowledge. We've always known this. And I think it exemplifies the misconception of what these drugs do. And we need to be really honest. Remember, you guys might not have been listening to my show, but a couple years ago, when we had people who didn't want to go back to work and all that, or people at work hating their job, wanting to work remotely, I had said, look, many of you are calling in saying you have adult ADHD. Is it really ADHD, or do you just dislike your job? If you don't like your job, you're not going to concentrate on it. You're not going to focus on it. And you have many students that are trying to get through law school, trying to get through medical school, trying to get through engineering, whatever they're taking. And it takes a lot of effort. I mean, me, thank God, I had a lot of self-motivation. Mine is I didn't want to be poor again. And I knew that I had family waiting on me to be the first person to graduate college so I could help support them. And so I didn't have a choice. I had to study. Now, maybe, me working helped me focus because I only had the next amount of time to study because I had to wait tables to make money. But, if you're taking these medications because you don't like the subject or it's boring and you're trying to get through it, then of course it's not going to be helping you cognitively. There are people that were taking narcotics. One patient of mine who I'd sent to ortho and sent to pain management because he kept asking for narcotics, you know, told me that he was taking the medication not because he was in pain, but he couldn't stand people he worked with. And because he was in the public for his job, it made being around these people tolerable. Well, then, yeah. Now you put yourself in a position where if you have real pain, the medicines aren't going to help. So if you need something to enhance your cognitive abilities, we need to figure out what is going on with your cognitive abilities. If you have trouble memorizing, is it because you're not paying attention? Right? If attention deficit, if you're not paying attention, you're not going to memorize things. But if you're having trouble with your memory because you're drinking too much, because you're not sleeping and putting things to memory, because you're trying to study while you have a movie on, while you're trying to play a video game, no, it's not going to work. Now, I'm telling you right now, what I was able to study and do as a student, I can't do anymore. If you asked me to go to medical school again, no. I can't learn like I used to. And that comes with age. It could also have been COVID. COVID could have totally messed with my memory. Now, I still remember things, and mind you, I read hours a day to prepare for my show. I know it doesn't look it, but I do. Okay. And I, you know, I'm always reading to be up on the latest medications and the drug interactions so I can help my patients. So it could just be I'm still overwhelmed with so much material. But I don't want to take a medication to force me to be super doc. Because if you're relying on a medication to remember something, it's not going to go through the proper memory channels to be a memory. Just like with weight loss, not eating is part of it. Having something fake you out to think that your appetite is down is not going to do anything for you long term. That's why I think they said only 20% of people keep their weight off from these weight loss injections, these GLP-1 agonists, only 20% keep it off long term. 80% bounce right back, if not more. Why? Because you didn't address the problem. You could suppress somebody's appetite, but if they're not going to learn to dislike the food or do without or exercise or build their muscle and change their whole lifestyle, they're not going to lose weight. You know how many bariatric surgery patients I see who gain their weight back? The surgery only did so much. See, people are blaming the wrong things for their woes. I have heavy weight because my stomach is big. So, I mean, we could reduce the stomach and try to get the weight down. But you, if you stretch that stomach back out because you're still keeping up your same, you know, habits, then no, it's not going to do anything. So, you know, for people with who think they have ADHD, make sure you're evaluated, but also understand that it might be because if you're interested in something else and you pay attention, then the pill might not be the way to go. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Taylor Swift is coming to the Super Bowl. Now, also the Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers will be here, but it seems like all everybody's talking about is Taylor Swift. And, you know, in her defense, I'm sick of hearing about her, but I don't think she wants all this coverage. She seemed to yell at a drone or when there was someone taking a picture of her at the Chiefs Baltimore Ravens game. She seemed to be yelling, you know, and so, I mean, she is the girlfriend of Travis Kelce. She wants to be there at the games. I fully support that. I'm just so sick of hearing about him. You know, And it's funny because people are accusing her of ruining football. In fact, somebody had, when she was leaving the game, said, "You're ruining football," or "You're ruining the NFL." And she said, "It's not my fault." And so, interestingly, 15% of Americans polled can't stand Taylor Swift being somehow associated with the NFL. Why? I don't think it's Taylor Swift's fault, but is it because football is supposed to be football? Football is our escape from Hollywood. Football is supposed to be our escape from politics. And now all of a sudden it's all about Taylor Swift. In fact, some people think that she's going to be supporting Biden. And then, you know, is that, so now, you know, are we going to, with the Super Bowl, you know, was this going to be all about politics? Interestingly, they said people who never were interested in football, such as many of the Gen Z, all of a sudden like the Chiefs and are all of a sudden watching football as a result of Taylor Swift. And I get obsessions with, you know, Hollywood or with singers. I was never obsessed. I mean, I had Michael Jackson posters in my room, you know, and I loved listening to Def Leppard, but would I be screaming and crying if the Beatles were playing in front of me? Well, maybe now, because, you know, that would be amazing. But, you know, to see the way people were around Elvis, the Beatles, that's crazy. I mean, they're humans who could sing. They're talented. I mean, I met Jimmy Garoppolo, and I was able to keep my cool, and he's gorgeous. Kept my cool. But people are obsessed with Taylor Swift, especially the younger generation. And so, you know, somebody said it's actually cheaper to go to the Super Bowl to see Taylor Swift than to actually go and see a Taylor Swift concert. I don't think so. Some of my friends paid $800 a ticket to see Taylor Swift. But from what I understand, it's a good show. I mean, you're getting hours of entertainment. But they say Taylor Swift has made 24% of Gen Zers increase their interest in football this season. 31% will now root for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. 15% hate what she's done to the NFL. This was a LendingTree survey of 2,000 consumers. Three-quarters of Americans plan to watch Super Bowl this year. You know, the Super Bowl is, being in Vegas is pretty exciting, but it's also bittersweet because I live in Vegas and I can't afford to go. The Super Bowl is for rich people coming into town. That, good for them. But yeah, when you can't afford to go to a football game, something's wrong. And I get there's only X amount of seats, but I think there should be preference to locals because they're the ones that paid the taxes and worked their butts to have that stadium there. Whoever helped build the stadium. I paid money to have a brick there. You know, they needed, I think, what, $1,200, $1,500? I mean, we donated money. A bunch of us. Do we get access? No. So seeing the Chiefs 49ers is going to be fascinating. I will give you my my prediction. When I do, I need the NFL injury report. I also need to know what colors their uniforms are going to be. So it is important because if we can't figure it out by the NFL injury report, we got to go by something else. But, you know, it's football. I don't mind people being all excited about football. I don't mind people loving Taylor Swift. You know, it's just I want it to be about football. You know, there are other players that made the Chiefs who they are today. Just like there are other players, you know, McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, with the 49ers. We really need to, you know, we start to just hijack the attention. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I see a strike and I see contract negotiations, you think that, if, let's say, UPS, you know, reaching a union deal, you would think that then the workers would come out ahead. Well, apparently, after the union deal was made, UPS lost money. So now they're going to fire 12,000 people. UPS is going to cut 12,000 jobs and release a revenue outlook for this year that sent its shares down sharply. This is being reported by AP, Associated Press. The company hinted that its Coyote truckload brokerage business may also be up for sale. UPS acquired the Chicago-based company for $1.8 billion in 2015. The Teamsters in September voted to approve a tentative contract agreement with UPS, putting a final seal on contentious labor negotiations that threatened to disrupt package deliveries for millions of businesses. And the contract includes pay raises for full and part-time union workers, the creation of 7,500 full-time jobs, and the filling of 22,500 open positions, allowing more part-timers to transition to full-time. But that's going to cost them, wait a second. But apparently because of what that's going to cost them, they could save $1 billion if they fire 12,000 people. So, you know, I am really nervous about what the job market looks like. Having friends and family that are trying to apply for jobs and nothing, no answer back, just crickets on the other side. You know, I told you that I was at a restaurant to watch part of the game, and there was an employee health and benefits fee tacked onto the tab. Look at your receipts. You know, things are getting more expensive. Employers are struggling with paying the extra wages. In fact, in New York, there's this bill that if you hire somebody and then they also make really good tips, you have to still pay them a minimum. The reason why I only made a buck or two an hour waiting tables is because I was averaging $10 an hour with tips back in the 90s, which was good. But you have many companies that are going to be, you know, when people can make that kind of money with tips, you have companies that go, well, now we don't have to pay minimum wage. So there's this big push that people should still deserve minimum wage because what if they're not making tips? However, these businesses are saying, but if you're doing that, now it's going to cost us more money. So now we have to raise the price point of the food or the services. You know, maybe what we need to do then is tell the consumers, don't tip. We're paying your waitress more. So you don't have to tip when you come in. You see what a mess that's going to be? And the funny thing is a lot of the workers actually want the tips. So we're going to be talking about that later this week, too. We're also going to be talking about our taxes. There's a lot of deductions that you could have when you do your taxes. And we're going to review those because depending on what you spent, if you ended up having surgery, if you ended up going through a medical issue, you probably have reached the threshold to start writing things off. Your mileage, your Band-Aids, your home improvements for medical issues. So there's a lot of things that you'll be able to do that we're going to talk about that's completely legal and that IRS allows. And then also, many of you are trying to make some extra money renting out your house or Airbnb. Better be careful, depending on where you live. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.